Deal or No Deal for Greece. A ministry is training the forgotten missionaries of Oceania. And you can bring hope to the hopeless by doing a run anywhere. We'll explain that a little better on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Greece learned a lesson the hard way. Don't play chicken with the International Monetary Fund. They don't blink. Now Greece says it may accept bailout terms after all, but everything's on hold until after Sunday's vote. From Greece, AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says even though it was to decide whether or not to accept the terms of the now-defunct offer,
it really is a vote of whether people want to stay in the Eurozone or exit the Eurozone and go into different currencies.
Greece could be a very different place by Monday. Till then, bad news snowballs.
It is impossible to pay anybody, including anybody that is employed by ministries, because the banks are closed.
Their missionaries are weathering the storm along with everybody else. Planning a response is next to impossible, which is why they need prayer.
Pray for wisdom for our workers, that God will intervene and that He will protect His ministry and will continue to provide for the opportunity to show God's love here.
What's the worst place in the world for kids to live? A UNICEF ambassador says Guatemala. Why? Amy Norton of Orphan Outreach tells us.
Guatemala right now has the second highest murder rate of children in the world, second only behind El Salvador. The situation that we've seen is just so many cases of children gone missing, children being trafficked, children being abused, and then also children who are kidnapped for ransom.
22 cases of sexual abuse are reported daily, and in the first 2 months of 2015, nearly 900 kids went missing. So what's being done to help?
We helped start Guatemala Orphan Care Alliance, which is trying to bring together these pastors, training the pastors, helping them address the issue by giving them the tools through Bible studies, through education. We're going to be doing some videos that are going to go all over Guatemala.
Orphan Outreach has tons of opportunities for you to help out. Find links at our website. This is Mission Network News. Indigenous gospel workers are being equipped and encouraged in the world's largest Muslim-majority nation. Forgotten Missionaries International is holding training conferences for Indonesian pastors and their wives. FMI's Bruce Allen shares more through an unreliable Skype feed.
God is at work here. We have some exciting stories from the FMI pastors here on the island of Java.
Read them at our website. Pray for the grandfather of an FMI-supported pastor. He's denied Christ all his life, but he's dying.
He is experiencing some emotional and spiritual discomfort in these last days of his life, and he keeps calling for Pastor Soropati to come to him. We would love to have Mission Network News listeners be praying for Pastor Soropati as he travels to meet with his grandfather, this witch doctor.
Can you imagine your daughter going to visit relatives never to be seen again? Well, that happened to six Rohingya refugee teens in Myanmar. Rather than live life hopelessly, they chose human trafficking. When the traffickers were prevented from entering Thailand, these teens were abandoned at sea. Now living in Aceh, Indonesia, Partners Relief and Development discovered them and are now providing hope. You can support them as they help hundreds more. And running is a pretty good way of staying in shape. It's also a great way to help support E3 Partners Ministry of I Am Second, a ministry telling real-life hopeless stories of people finding hope in Christ. Well, this fall, they're holding three races, one in San Antonio, another in Kansas, and then in Dallas. Don't live there? Well, you can join their Run Anywhere campaign. Sign up through a link at our website. They'll send you a T-shirt. Then, either create your own race or run in another race with your I Am Second T-shirt. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about any of the stories you heard today or would like to support Mission Network News, just call our resource line. It's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up to get our e-news blast. It's free. Go to missionnews.org and click on the banner, fill out the information, and you're all signed up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.